Yes, we have pickets at our marine terminals. It's one of four locals that's picketing the marine terminals, and the other three locals are honoring the pickets and not crossing the line. So basically that shuts down all of our ILA-operated facilities, which is predominantly all of the state-owned marine terminals, which will include Dundalk, Seagirt, North Locust Point, and South Locust Point.
Any indication how long this is going to last? Are there other meetings scheduled or what?
Well, we're not party to the negotiations. You know, we're pretty much an asset provider where, you know, we pave the terminals, you know, we dredge the harbor. This is a labor management issue. We don't hire the ILA. The stevedores do. So we're not at the bargaining table, so we're getting our information best we can from both sides.
Okay.
I understand from the SPA attorney, which is the management attorney, that they're going through an expedited arbitration today with the international folks of the ILA. And hopefully that will get it done. But if it doesn't get it done, I think they're going to seek an injunction tomorrow to get people back to work.
All right. And the impact per day on the court of this kind of a shutdown, I assume you have some sense of the economic impact.
You know, we don't have a true sense of the economic impact on a daily basis because it all depends what ships are in and what types of commodities are being or should be discharged and loaded.
All right. Well, I assume the port does millions of dollars of business a day, which in this case is going to be held up for the duration of the strike.
Well, we, you know, the ships will come in. They'll dock. We charge for dockage. So, you know, the ships are not going to be redirected, we don't think, for a labor action that's going to be a day or two. So we do expect that the ships will either come into berth, dock, or that they'll stay out at anchorage, and once this is resolved, they'll come in and work. So the economic impact will probably still be as significant as it would have been without this, but, you know, our customers aren't going to like this. You know, we're the only port from Maine to Texas that isn't working today. And, you know, that doesn't sit well with management, doesn't sit well with labor. You know, we can talk to the other locals, and they want to work. You know, nobody wants to be out on strike. But if one local goes out, the other three are going to support the picket line and not cross it. So hopefully the other three locals will have some influence with 333, and we'll be able to get back to work.